Amen. If you have it, say amen. Amen. The Word of God says, and the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the even was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were, let me just say this, I just feel this in the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord already knew you was going to fail. Now get over it and know that God can deliver a failing in your life. Amen. And they were exceeding sorrowful and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread. Everybody say bread.
Bread.
And blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. I want to preach to you today on a little bit on the subject, blessed, broken, and given. Let's pray. Lord, I love you. Thank you for what we feel in this house right now. Help me pray, church. Lord, we need you to be with us as your word goes forth. I pray, Lord, that you would bless the word, Lord, that you would anoint me as the speaker, Lord. I'm nothing without you. I got to have you. I pray your anointing be upon these people today as we move into your word. Let it dig deep down into the hearts of every man, woman, and child today that they would be changed. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And everybody say in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you clap your hands to the Lord one more time?
Hallelujah.
Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Blessed, broken, and given. Now I want you to think with me for a moment and imagine with me the scene of the Last Supper. He took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples. And he said to them, this, take this and eat. He said, this is my body. Amen. He took the bread and he was using this as an example of who he was and what was going to take place with him. Amen. He knew that it was coming very soon that they were going to take him. They were going to beat him. They were going to whoop him with the cat of nine tails. They were going to place a crown of thorns on his head. They were going to give him vinegar to drink. They were going to put nails in his hands and nails in his feet and nail him to a cross to suffer a terrible death. He knew that he was going to be broken. Amen. He told them at this Last Supper, he said, this is my body. Amen. In John chapter 6 and verse 35, the scripture refers, as Jesus is speaking here, and refers to himself as the bread of life. And I'll usually try to read, amen, chapters, if not the whole book of scriptures that I'm gonna use in my message, but I really wanted to preach this, did you put that up? And Jesus said to them, I am the, yeah. This is good stuff. You need to go and read this after church today. Read that whole chapter. Amen. Praise God. But Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Hallelujah. He was trying to tell them. Amen. The people was following him. This was right after he fed the 5,000. This is right after they were listening to him, and he took the fish and the loaves of bread, and he blessed it. The Bible says that he blessed it and he broke it and then he gave it. Hallelujah. There had to be a place of blessing. There had to be a place of breaking before people could be blessed. Think about that for a moment. And so these people were following him. He had done took and he had done went off somewhere else, and they're trying to look for him. Man, where is this man Jesus? They finally found him, and he told them, now I'm paraphrasing, but he told them, he said, y'all aren't looking at me because of the right reasons. Y'all are only following me for the miracles. And they said something to like this. They said something like, well, how are we going to know that you're of God except some, you know, miracles happen? Like Moses gave them manna from heaven that fed them. And Jesus told us, says, Moses didn't give that manna. That manna came from God. Hallelujah. And I have came from God. Hallelujah. I am better than manna fallen from heaven. I am the bread of life. Amen. There is a breaking process that must take place. And there is a brokenness that has to take place. Amen. But there is a blessing that will come with it. And you can be given to somebody. As a blessing. As a reassurance that there is a God. Amen. Hallelujah. In essence, what he is doing here with the breaking of bread is giving a prophetic illustration of his own life. He's telling them that I must be broken. I must be crucified to fulfill my purpose. Amen. The last time that Jesus used the same process of breaking bread, he had already been crucified, buried, and risen from the dead. And now we find him traveling down the road with his disciples. And they don't even know who it is. Just walking along with them. They're actually saddened because the one that they thought come to build a kingdom on this earth, amen, to wipe out the ones that were persecuting them, had done been put on a cross and laid in a tomb, and they're, you know, they're saddened and they don't know what to do. And here's Jesus has done been crucified, buried, and has risen and has come back, and he's walking with them. And they didn't even know it. They were just having compassion, and they told the man who they realized later was Jesus. They invited him to their house to come and have something to eat. And so it was at this point, amen, that they sat down to eat, and all of a sudden, the disciples asked him to come in and to eat with them. And in Luke chapter 24 and verse 30, the scripture says, and it came to pass as he sat and meat with them, he took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew it was him. Hallelujah. Before you know him is what I'm trying to preach to you about today. There will be some blessing, and there will be some breaking, and there will be some giving away. Amen. They had no idea who he really was until the process had taken place. He was revealed to them because of the process in which he did things. Praise God. God has certain ways of doing things. Amen. And don't try to figure him out. You just let God be God. Amen. But there is a way that he will perform things in order to see his perfect will get done. Amen. Amen. God blesses us. Breaks us. and gives us a way as a way of preparing us. Sister Skiles, it just comes right back to Wednesday's message. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you get discouraged. Amen. Don't you get to a place where you feel like, amen, that God has left you and God, amen, is not there for you and everything is so bad and it's fixing to knock the ever living breath out of you and you're gonna, amen, you're not gonna be able to recover. You're not gonna be able to get up. Could it be that you're in a breaking place to be given? A breaking place to be given so that somebody else that doesn't understand true salvation can see through your life experience that there is a God and He loves me just like He loved them, and the same God that delivered them can deliver me. And There is a place of blessing and a place of brokenness and a place of giving so that others can receive. Amen. In the first step, He blesses us. God gives us life. Sister Sellers, I'm still rejoicing over the testimony Wednesday night. She said for years her body has been plagued. Amen. She doesn't even really know what's going on. It's just physical sickness that plagues her body. I mean, there's been times, amen, where I saw Brother Sellers and I asked, where's Sister Sellers? She'd be in the car hurting. And I'd go out there and we'd pray for her. But she testified Wednesday, amen, that she learned something very valuable in this long process of illness and sickness. That no matter what state, I might not word it exactly, I can't reduplicate that beautiful testimony. But what got her through and has allowed her to grow in the Lord is knowing that no matter what state she found herself in, she still knew that she was blessed of God. Somebody would say, how you doing? I'm doing well. And she'd be sick as a dog. How can you say that? How can you say? Because I'm alive. He's given me breath. Amen. But not only that, He's allowed me to be born again. Hallelujah. He gave me so much. Amen. Amen. He gave me a solid foundation that I can stand on in a world that's ever more sinking. Amen. He gave His blood on Calvary so that I can be... so that I can have salvation. Amen. Amen. If we allow Him to, He gives us new life. He blesses us with a solid foundation. He takes us out of this world. Blessed us with the Holy Ghost. Blessed us with so many things. Talents. Abilities, ministries. Pastor, I don't see any of this. It's a process. It's a process. Amen. Brother Neil, amen, he talked about the process. Amen. Living for God is a process, saints of God. You got to be willing to endure until the end. It doesn't matter how fast you make it. I'm pretty fast. See that? I was so fast it made her jump. You didn't know your pastor could move that fast, did you? You wait till next Sunday and we're playing softball. Y'all gonna be looking at me, man, I didn't know he could do that. I done forgot where I was at now. But we have to be at a place where the Lord can come to our rescue. Hallelujah. We have to be at a place not only in the blessings, but we have to be able to endure the brokenness. so that we can be given. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a process. Amen. Maybe you haven't been broken and then given. In the second step of His plan, God breaks us. It seems as if He doesn't even care anymore. Hello, somebody. Seems as though He's not nowhere near me at all. He doesn't hear us like He used to. He doesn't anoint us like He used to. But the reason He does this is so that the last step can be formed. He gives us a way. Amen. He gives us to our family that we might be an example. Hello. He blesses us with life and things that are far more. And He breaks us, and it's that breaking point that we don't like. It's so uncomfortable. I remember my own breakingness. I remember the day traveling down 31 on East Tyler Street in Athens, Texas, when that breaking, that first true breaking happened in my life. I remember that day so very well whenever this man who never cried, amen, who would turn your nose upside down, let the rain fall in it. A man that would beat somebody over $5 on a poker game, amen, and make them a bloody mess. I'm not bragging, I'm just trying to tell you. And this same man that wouldn't even cry when somebody would die in their family because their attitude was, oh well, that's life, you live and die. And all of a sudden, God says, it's time for a breaking. Amen. And He began to break me, and I began to weep, and I began to cry. And I didn't know really what was going on. But I knew that I couldn't take it anymore. And I went to that preacher's house, the only preacher I knew, Brother O.E. Davis, and whenever he entered that door, he saw that old sinner boy that nobody ever thought would come to the Lord. Nobody ever thought he would ever come to church, standing at his doorstep with tears streaming down his face. And I know he probably thought somebody had done died. My mom had died. Somebody had died. But what it was an old sinner boy had been broken. And the breaking process wasn't easy. And the breaking process was uncomfortable. And the breaking process was not according to my time and my agendas. But the breaking process was necessary for me to find a place to be given. If there had never been a breaking process, and if there's still not a break, there still got to be a breaking process. I still had to find myself where I'm at my wit's end, and I'm being broken. I'm thinking, God, what's happening, and how can I do this anymore? But it's because I've got to be given. Somebody. I've got to let something come into my life that will get me down on my knees and realize I can't do this anymore by myself. Amen. And I got to have You, God. And somebody looks at me and goes, oh, how can He do that? And I can say, I'll tell you how I can do it. Because my safety net began to fail me every time after time after time again. And I began to lean on God, and I let God bless me, and I let God break me. And because of that, He's allowed me, amen, to preach this message and to show people that there is hope in a hopeless world that we live in. In order for that last step to take place, there first must be a breaking process. If you're not ever willing to be broken, you're never going to be able to be given out. You're never going to be able to let that... Amen. You got to be able to let God, amen, do something that's gonna rattle and shake your world up to a place, amen, where you're going to feel as though, amen, the foundation that you, amen, are standing on is fixing to shift into a way, amen, that's going to allow you to sink into oblivion. But I'm here to tell you today, amen, if you'll stick and stay on the Word of God, amen, He is a solid foundation. It might shake a little bit. It might shift and move a little bit. It might get rocky. But it's not going to give away. Does everybody have one? Who else needs one down here, Brother Paul? Who else needs one? You got some back there. Great, we'll give them one. Don't do nothing with them. Don't do nothing with them yet. I don't want you to do nothing with them. I don't want you to do nothing with them. Now, I ran to Walmart like lightning today trying to get all these. Who needs one, sisters? I need three up here. Hallelujah. And so, we're walking around, and we're blessed because God has blessed us with life. And He does other great things in our life to show how much He loves us, even whenever we don't even believe in Him. He gives us the birds to sing to us. He gives us the creation out there, the beautiful weather that He's allowed us to have the last few days. Some people don't realize that that's a blessing of God. But here we are in our life and we're thinking, how am I going to make it through this trial? How am I going to make it through what I'm going through? I don't see how I'm going to do it. And we feel as though we're going to be broke. And we're going to be destroyed. And we're going to be at a place where we're going to be of absolute no value. Even to the place sometimes where we feel like I just want to die and get out of this world. We feel as though that's the only hope that I've got. And that I'm worthless and nobody. I'm no good for nobody. And as the breaking process begins, break it. Don't shake it. Break it. I mean, don't break it in two, but just make it snap. All right, now you're not done now. Now start shaking it up. Shaking it up. And that's the way, amen, you feel as though you're broken. Somebody help them. Everybody got theirs broke? The way we are. We've been broke and our world is shaken to pieces. Our marriage is falling apart. Our children don't even love us no more. My work has done fired me and I don't have no place to go. I don't have no money and we're being broken and we're being shaken. And I'm trying to tell somebody today there is a light that's going to shine. Hallelujah. And it, you live in a world that's full of darkness and it's because there's a process of being broke and being blessed and being given. Amen. That you can be a light unto this world and give hope to a hopeless generation. Don't you bless the Judases in your life. You hang on to that. I ain't through. Before my life could be a light that would be used to its full potential and purpose by God. Do you understand? Before my life could be of its full potential and my purpose in life could go to that place where God really wanted it, I had to have some things happen in my life. Now, I'm not saying that it was God's will for me to become a methamphetamine addict. I'm not saying it was God's will for me to become an alcoholic. I'm not saying that it was God's will for my wife to cling on the sheets with DTs for 3 solid months and just shake in the middle of the night, amen, and lose so much weight that you could see her rib cage. I'm not saying that was God's will. I am saying that God will take something that is tragic in your life that will break you and shake you, and there still can be a light that will shine and give hope to somebody else. Hallelujah. I don't doubt in my mind, amen, because of the breaking and the shaking that's going on in my life, there's certain people that I can help that nobody else can help. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. You might have walked down a long, dreary road. Amen. But blessed be to God. Get a joy in your heart. Get a step. Amen. And you get a song. Hallelujah. Get a scripture. And let that light start shining. Hallelujah. You don't get the light until it's broke and it's shooken. Now people want that light without it, the breaking and the shaking, but you can't get it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The breaking process, it's not easy, and sometimes we'll curse the process. But you got to understand that before we can be given, we must first be broken. When Jesus came, or Judas came to Jesus in the garden, Jesus called him friend. Now why is that? Imagine that. Judas, the one that would give him a kiss in betrayal. Jesus knew why Judas had come. In fact, before he had even chosen Judas to be a disciple, he knew that Judas would betray him. In John chapter 6 and verse 70, the scripture says Jesus identified Judas as a devil. In John chapter 12 and 6, he called him a thief. But yet Jesus appointed Judas as the treasurer of his disciples. And not only that, he called him friend. What about Peter? Peter, the one who was so loyal to Jesus that he cut off a man's ear to protect his master. The one that was so loyal, amen, that he was willing to fight to death to keep somebody from taking Jesus. And as he raised his sword and cut the ear off the high priest, the helper there, and his ear fell to the ground, and Jesus picks it up. You know, Peter, we don't operate like that. Puts the ear back on him. Amen. Why would he call Peter Satan? Because that's what he did. Even as loyal as Peter was, Jesus called him Satan. And called Judas friend. See, Peter acknowledged who Christ was, but unknowingly he was hindering Jesus from fulfilling his purpose. You understand? But it was Judas who was propelling Jesus to finish what he started. It was Judas who caused Jesus to go into the garden and pray, "Not my will, but thine be done." It was Judas who kept Jesus on his knees. Some of us here have been cursing the Judases in our lives. We've been cursing the sickness. We've been cursing the disease. We've been cursing the financial struggles. We've been cursing the temptations. But it's those things that's going to cause you to be broke and to be shaken and to become a testimony for others. A light. A light that will help somebody else come to Christ and you can stand. We've cursed it, and we have even prayed that God would take it out of our lives. But He wouldn't do it. Why wouldn't He do it? Because it was that very thing that's going to cause us to go to our knees every day. It's that very thing that we curse and ask God, "God, take this away from me." That's going to push us to grow. That very thing that we have said, "God, I can't stand this no more. And I feel like even quitting. I don't even want to go to church anymore." It's that very thing that we have said, "God, I can't take it no more. I want a divorce. I don't want to. My wife and I, we declare 50, oh, well, not 50 years ago, Lord have mercy, I ain't that old. 43 years. 43 years ago, that we made a vow, an oath, till death do us part, for richer or for better. For richer, for poor, for better, for worse. And there's been times where my wife wanted to kick me out into the doghouse for good. And there's been times whenever I felt though there's no possible way that we could ever make it. And the whole time it was, we were being broken and we were being shaken. But the marriage was getting stronger. The light was getting brighter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know what it's like, amen, to go through a struggle in our marriage. I know what it's like, amen, to have a job, amen, and not even know if it's going to last until now. I know what it's like for your boss to walk up and go, "Mr. Skiles, I'm sorry, but you're no longer employed here." I know what it's like, amen, amen, to be given some bad news that changed your life forever. I know what it's like to have one phone call. That you wish you'd never had. Why did I pick that phone up? Why did I didn't need this today, God? And the whole time, there was a breaking going on. And there's a shaking going on. Amen. But in the middle of the breaking and in the middle of the shaking, there's a light that's going to shine. Don't you curse the Judases in your life. Come on. Come on. It's that very thing that God is using to break you that you might be given. We call it cursed, but God calls it freeing. God has not turned His back on you. Amen. If you're hurting today, if you're discouraged today, if you feel defeated, don't let the enemy destroy you. Just know that there's a light that's coming forth for all to see. Just remember, it's just a process, and it has to take place. Micah 7 and 8 says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." Praise God. It's the breaking process that we all hate, but it's the breaking process that gets us where we're supposed to be with God. And these altars are open. I can't preach to you anymore. If you haven't been born again of the water and of the Spirit like Jesus taught, let the process take place. Start at an altar of repentance. So I don't want to go to the front. I don't know anybody. That's okay. Come on. Come on. You know somebody. You know God. And God knows you. Let the healing process begin today. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, repent of your sins. That means telling God that you're sorry for all that you've done that's not right. And you want to do better, but you're going to need His help. Come on, Jesus said you got to be born of the water and of the Spirit in order to get to the kingdom of heaven. Being born of the water is baptism. The formula is in Jesus' name. Everybody that was baptized in the Word of God was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And He said, be born of the water and of the Spirit. And being born of the Spirit is simply receiving Jesus' Spirit inside of you. And the evidence is speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. Hallelujah. As you begin to lift your hands and you begin to lift your voice, I believe, amen, the Holy Ghost is about to fall in this place. I believe somebody is going to find deliverance today. I pray peace right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray against any stronghold that would try to hinder this move of the Spirit of God. Any stronghold of regret, I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Any stronghold of divorce, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus right now. Any stronghold of physical sickness or spiritual sickness, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I lose joy. I lose peace. I lose a sound mind in this place. By the authority that's given to me, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, some of you have been breaking. Some of you have been shaking. And I'm telling you, amen, there's a light that's shining right now.